Jeff, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to a champion.
Thank you.
It is great. We're all excited. WWE Raw coming to town, and you're going to be a part of that. We're all big fans of that. Now, how many years have you been in the professional ranks of wrestling? It's like 3 or 4, is that right?
Yeah, it's been just a little over 4 years now.
Wow. Now, what made you decide, because I know you're an athlete, first of all. You're a gymnast, and I think you did some cheerleading and lots of other stuff. What made you decide, you know what, this wrestling thing is really for me?
You know, I'd watched wrestling growing up. My family was like kind of our thing that we did on Monday night. And after college, my trainer had told me that WWE was having a tryout, and I knew I could not pass the opportunity up.
Absolutely. Now, was it tough to break in? Because I hate to say that, but it somewhat has been over the years and decades kind of a man's sport. Was it tough to break in?
You know, I've come into WWE at a great time, actually, because we're in the midst of this women's revolution. And right now, it's just a great time to be a woman in WWE. You know, we have the divas in the past who have kind of set the platform for us to be able to take this revolution to where it is. And the Four Horsemen kind of kicked it off. And now it's our job to, you know, show that we can do what the men can do, and sometimes even better.
Right, right. Now, I know you suffered an injury, too. Is there something that you can do to try to avoid those injuries, or is it just going to happen?
You know, it's one of those things that it comes with the territory. We always say it's not ballet, so it's kind of inevitable, but as long as you're training hard and you're getting your body prepared, it's mostly preparing your body to be flexible and, you know, be able to prevent any injury if possible.
Now, you talk about being flexible. Of course, the gymnastics probably helped a lot with that, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I also heard, too, you went through a tough time in your life where bodybuilding actually became an outlet and really saved your life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had suffered with an eating disorder for a few years, and bodybuilding was kind of the thing that made me more comfortable with food again and to gain weight in a healthy way. So my trainer that I had trained with since I was 13 or 14, when I was about 17, I went to her, and she had told me that I was going to be on stage in 6 weeks, and I was either going to look really good or really bad, and it was my decision. So that was kind of like the motivating factor. I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Well, now, is it kind of tough, though, because it's do you at least give yourself maybe one day a week that you can have, like, a cheat day?
Oh, absolutely. Wednesdays are my cheat days. The days that I come home are my cheat days. Well, I have a cheat meal, and I always get, like,
fruit
fries or something.
Right. Well, see, I used to motivate myself for that. I've tried to not eat meat all week long, and then, like, Saturday night, it was a steak.
Oh, no.
Well, now tell me, is you play kind of a bad girl, I guess, on there. Is that natural for you or not natural?
You know, it was when I was first switched from a good guy to a bad guy,
mm-hmm.
I was nervous because I used to, in the performance center, we would train and have these drills where you would, you know, play both characters. And as the bad guy, I could never do it. I would get so overwhelmed. One time I even cried because I was just like, I can't do it. And so it's definitely been a progression and, you know, a very long transition from the character I used to portray to now. But now I'm just having so much fun with it, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
You can really let your aggressions out with that role, can't you?
Exactly.
Now, tell me, do you travel all the time, or do you get a chance to just stay home sometimes?
No, we travel 4 days a week, sometimes 5, mm-hmm. depends on what your schedule is. I'm usually home about 2.5 days a week, and then we're back at it.
Do you get a chance when you travel to maybe go out and do some sightseeing in some of these cities and places?
Sometimes. It just depends on our schedule. Like, it depends on when the shows are and how far of drive. Because there's been times where I've had all day in a city, and then there's times where I've literally had time to go to the venue and drive on to the next town.
Right. Okay, besides Indianapolis and maybe Columbus, what's been one of your favorite cities to go to, whether it be the fans or just the excitement in the air?
Ooh, I really like whenever we go to Texas, too, mm-hmm. because the fans there are so passionate, and we always have great crowds there. Indianapolis has always had, like, a special place in my heart because I used to go there all the time for All-Star Cheer. We competed all the time in Indianapolis. So it was, like, one of the things that me and my family would take little mini vacations on the weekends and just go during my competitions. And, I'd have to say Texas is probably third.
There you go. I like that. Now, has it been an advantage or a disadvantage to be 5'1"?
Oh, I find it a complete advantage because there's no one else like me.
Well, that is true.
I like the element of surprise.
That's right. Oh, she's little. She's not going to hurt anybody. Look out.
Exactly.
Well, Alexa, we are excited that you're going to be coming to Indianapolis, too. And I know we're big fans and really looking forward to it. And there's more championships, I know, in the future, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one. We'll see you in Indy soon, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Alexa. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
It's Jim, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.